A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey! PAM, and I'm talking to you. I'm also talking to you, and I'm talking to you too. So, what am I talking to you about? Well, anything I want to talk about. It's my show, and I can talk about what I want to talk about, how I want to talk about, when I want to talk about, and where I want to talk about it. Because it's my show, and I'm talking to you. And you, if you choose to, can talk to me. The number to call in is 347-855-8358, and you can talk to me about whatever it is that I'm talking to you about. All right, so let's talk about weather patterns. Weather patterns, why would that come up on a day like today? Well, I'm basically thinking weather patterns are sometimes the patterns of our life. Yeah, that's right. The patterns of our life. Let's think about this for a moment. What's a weather pattern? A weather pattern is the pattern that the weather travels or the type of weather that you have in a certain area. Some places, the weather is very nice and calm, usually temperature around 70, 75, nice and warm, not too humid. Most humans would love to have that kind of weather. Some places, the weather is really cold, down in the 20s, or even some places minus 20, icy cold, stuff like that. So weather patterns. And the weather patterns as they relate to our lives basically mean our moods. So let's say you're in a good mood. Your weather pattern is probably that nice warm weather. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's not extremely windy. It's just like a nice breeze. And the sun is beaming just right. Not enough to burn you up, but just right. So you feel good. And that's a good weather pattern. But what about those days when you feel like shit? That's the absolutely coldest weather pattern that could ever be. Let's say like minus 78. Yeah, that's pretty cold. That's really way below freezing because freezing is 32 degrees. So anything below 32 is frozen. Your weather pattern in your life when you're so pissed off, you're so mad at everybody and everything, it turns your weather pattern into icy cold. And I'm thinking icy cold that you're so icy cold that it's actually a iceberg. Yeah, like a big ass iceberg. You're walking around sharing your coldness with everybody else. Yeah, when you're in that funky ass mood and you come up on people, instead of you saying hi, you're just frowning and looking at people like they stink. When in reality, you're the one who's frozen. And you'll cause them to become frozen with one look sometimes. In most cases, just a look. But sometimes if you touch them, then they'll become icy cold too. Because your spirit is so bad, your attitude is so stank, you are so frozen at 78 degrees below. And you're rubbing off on everybody. Now, what really is it that could make your weather pattern so bad? Is it because you woke up on the wrong side of the bed? What the hell is the wrong side of the bed anyway? If your bed's in the middle of the floor, you might have two sides. Is one side somebody else's side? One side's right, one side's wrong? Why would we even think something like that? Why is the bed got to be right or wrong? It's supposed to be comfortable. Either way, you might have woke up on what they call the wrong side of the bed. Or maybe you stepped out of bed and put your feet on the ground and stepped on something. A pin, a tack, a shoe, tripped over it, fell down, and now you pissed off. And then you turn into that icy cold iceberg, and then you take that with you all day long. And when you show up at your workplace, everybody's treating you bad. When in reality, it's you treating yourself bad. You're the one who got up wrong. You're the one who started your day wrong. And instead of taking a few moments to clear your mind, get yourself right, talk to yourself and say, self, you ain't got to be pissed off because you fell out the wrong side of the bed. You don't have to be pissed off because you left your shoes in the floor last night and you tripped your big ass over them and hurt yourself. Self, don't be so mad. It's going to be a better day. And you start to create yourself a better day. But since you didn't do that, you show up at the office and you think everybody's treating you bad. First thing that happens, your boss says, hi. Hi? I'm not high. What you mean hi? Why are you so paranoid? Because you're having a bad day and you iceberg cold. So then your coworker says something else to you, and the first thing you say, well, shit, you ought to do all the work. I have to do all the work. You ought to do something. Why are you mad at them? You didn't clear yourself. You didn't think about having a good day. So you just continue on with your bad day, and you sit there all day, do your work, pissed off, mad at everybody. You eat your lunch by yourself, if you eat at all. Then you'd be pissed off for the rest of the day. And when work is over, you go home. Yelling at the drivers because they driving like shit on the freeway. Acting a fool. You flipping everybody off and cussing and hitting the steering wheel because you're still iceberg cold. And then you get home to your house. You will walk in and you're mad because there's dishes in the sink. Well, guess what? It's your house and you left the damn dishes in the sink. Can't be mad at nobody but yourself. I'm sorry, that tickled me. You mad at yourself. Iceberg cold because you didn't wash your damn dishes. Shaking my damn head. Well, I'm PAM, and I'm talking to you. I'm also talking to you, and I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you too. And if you want to talk to me, just dial the number and press 1, and I will talk to you too. Anyway, it's still my show, and I can still talk about what I want to talk about. I can talk about who I want to talk about and when I want to talk about them. It's my show. You know, I want you to know, though, you too can have your own show. If you contact the Drake's Media, the Drake's Media Network, you too can have your own show, just like I got my own show. And you could talk about whatever you want to talk about, just like I talk about shit I want to talk about. Yeah, but guess what? They still going to own it. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so what else is on my mind today other than weather patterns? Because I'm so over this weather. It is, what, April? We're past the first day of spring. I'm waiting for the birds to start chirping, waiting for some plants to start blooming. And all of a sudden, we got a tornado on the way. Yeah, tornadoes coming our way. Well, I ain't scared of no tornadoes because I'm a tornado myself. I'm a force to be reckoned with. And if you're one of those people with that tornadic attitude, yeah, that's like a tornado-like attitude. If you got one of those and you think you're going to come up against me, I'm going to have to tell you once again, step back, because I'm a force to be reckoned with. I'm still talking to you. I'm still talking to you, too. This is PAM, and I'm talking to you, too. So, anyway, I do want to bring up something that's near and dear to my heart. This past week, and I know we've all seen it, we've been talking about it, it's just on and on, it's almost overload. Yeah, Prince, the artist, Prince, my favorite, my all-time favorite, Prince, the love of my life, my homeboy, unfortunately made his transition. We say unfortunately in our human body, but in our spirit, we say fortunately made his transition out of his human body, and now he's free. He's free to do whatever he wants to do anytime he wants to do it. One day we too will be free. But in the meantime, we do need to open our eyes. And just like he was wearing his glasses with the three lenses on it, two for your regular eyes, one for your third eye, we need to have that same kind of awakening that he's had, where we understand not just life in our physical bodies, but understand the fact that we are actually spirits who have inhabited human bodies so that we can have a human experience. We're all gods. That's what we do. We flip in and out body to body, enjoy life in this body, or maybe not enjoy life. We have our choices. But we can flip in and out of these bodies anytime we want to. And we can be free to soar among the stars and go in and out of dimensions. But you can't do that with your mind closed when you're all caught up in your religious practices and your religious attitudes and your rituals. You got to have an open mind to be able to travel in time, to travel through dimensions, to travel through space. You got to open your mind and be okay with letting things be as they are. Yeah, the only reason why there's suffering in the world is because we have created that. We as humans constantly create suffering for one another. We choose to treat each other poorly. We choose to decide what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. And then we talk about this transgender situation we got going on with bathrooms. Don't you realize at home the men and the women usually use the same bathroom? Unless you're fortunate enough to have one side of your house, the men's room, and the other side, the women's room. Damn, why are we making such a big deal about a man going in a woman's bathroom? I'm here to tell you my thoughts on that. If a man is dressed in his dress and he looks like a woman, he should definitely go into the woman's room. And when he goes in the woman's room, he should sit his ass down on the toilet and take a piss. Because he's in the woman's room and he's in his woman's gear. And he should act as a woman, even though he might have a dick. That's what I'm saying. Now, on the other side, if a woman is dressed as a man, or i.e. stud, she's dressed like a man, she's got a haircut like a man, she looks like a damn man, then she ought to go in the man's bathroom. They have stalls in there too. She can walk in the stall. Unfortunately, we as women can't stand up and piss, so she'll have to sit down. But most times, that's what y'all men do in the stalls anyway. You take a seat and you take a shit. So who knows what she might be doing in there? She ought to still go in there and sit down. I'm just saying, once again, at your house, the men and the women all use the same bathroom. And sometimes we have those issues where we have to yell at our men and say, damn it, you didn't put the seat down and I fell in. But you know what? On the other side, we as women, when we live in a house with men, we learn how to reach for the seat first before we sit down to make sure that the seat is in the right position before our ass falls and hits that cold-ass water. I'm just saying, I'm pretty neutral about this because if you got to take a piss and the only bathroom is available, okay, no, if I need to go piss, me, and the only bathroom available is the men's, because the women's got a long ass line. You best believe I'm walking my ass right up in there, gonna go cop a squat and take a piss. I'm not ashamed, I'm not shy. Like I'm saying, at my house, everybody uses the same bathroom. We got two or three of them, but I don't mind when a man sits at my house and uses my bathroom. I don't care if he stands at my house and uses my bathroom. There's men in my house. Sometimes a man's going to be in the bathroom, and I'll have to go use another bathroom and another bathroom that a man might have used. So why are we concerned? Now, okay, let me backtrack. Let me just say something here. I understand when you're in a public place and your kids have to go to the bathroom. If you're the lazy bitch and you're going to just send your kids to the bathroom and something happens to them in there, that's your fault. If they in the bathroom playing and washing their hands and a man walks in the women's bathroom, that's your fault. You should have been there to take care of your kids and control that. You don't let your children go to the bathroom by their damn self. Don't be so fucking lazy. I'm just saying. Then you don't have to explain those kind of things. And why do you have to explain it anyway? If a kid sees a man dressed as a woman, even though it might be a big burly ass woman, and she don't look like a cute woman, but she's still dressed as one, all you have to say is, it's a woman. And the kid goes, wow, that woman looks like a man. Yes, some women do. Simple as that. What else is there? Why do we keep making so many differences? See, this is our human side. We always got to have a difference. We don't know right unless we do wrong. We don't know good unless we have bad. I get it. In our human bodies, this is how we want it to be. But you know what? All our spirit knows is good. And if we would operate more from our spirit, we wouldn't be worried about whether a man is dressed as a woman or whether a woman is dressed as a man and who the hell is using the bathroom. Using the bathroom is a function that everybody has to do. Let people use the bathroom in peace. Let them use whatever bathroom they need to use. Because if you got to go, you got to go. Sometimes you ain't got time to read what's on the dough. I'm just saying. I'm PAM. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. And I'm also talking to you, too. I would also like to offer you another opportunity to call in and talk to me. But you know what? If you don't, it's okay. Because I'm okay with talking to myself. I'm the best company that I keep. I'm just saying. So, okay. In my world, things would be a lot different. There would be a lot of different things going on. And we would be enjoying life more. You all would be enjoying life more if you had the kind of life that I have. See, I don't have that kind of life where I'm just working myself into the ground, not making something, not doing something, not giving back. The more you give back, the more you receive. And so I always try to give the best that I have. Sometimes all I have for you is a smile. So I will smile and I'll turn around and walk away. And I'm okay with that. And some people, that's all they need. Those greedy people need to get some shit for themselves. I'm just saying. There's some people that always want more than just a smile. Well, you know, I'm sexy and all, so I'll give them a little twist in my hips. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's free. That's free. I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm talking off the top of my head. This show is unscripted. This show is unrehearsed. This show is unwritten. It's just me talking to you, saying what I want to say, talking to you about what I want to talk about, how I want to talk about it, and from anywhere I want to talk about it. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's installment of I'm Talking to You. This is PAM, and I'm talking to you. Love and light.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I like things easy peasy. So when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens. Because schlepping my way through the grocery store when all I want is milk isn't my idea of a good time. Good thing Walgreens is just around the corner, so I can pop in for essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. Easiest errand ever. Walgreens. at the corner of happy and healthy. Now with Card, Bounty paper towels are $1.99 and Nice brand eggs are $1.49. Prices may vary.
For a limited time, get up to $650 in credits per line to help you switch to AT&T when you trade in your current smartphones and buy new ones on AT&T Next. That's up to $650 in credits per line, a decision so easy, it practically makes itself. AT&T, mobilizing your world. Limited time offer. Switch offer requires eligible port-in for each line, trade-in, purchase, and service. Get minimum of $10 trade-in credit plus prepaid card and amount of device balance or early termination fee, less trade-in. Monthly charges, usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for details.